The Illinois landscape is a favorite subject for area artists who capture the subtle lines of the horizon in many media. But Ron Frazier decided to take a different approach, keeping his feet on the ground as his camera soared high above him on a drone. Illinois with Altitude is the show that's currently on view through February 15th at the Joe McCullough Gallery, curated by gallery director Danelle Dvorak. The exhibition shows what's possible when you combine an artist's eye with the latest technology. Frazier says it was a friend's acquisition of a drone that set his imagination flying.
The drone thing happened because a really close friend of mine bought a state-of-the-art DJI Phantom 4 drone. And his wife told him to justify the expense, he had to do something with it. He's a computer software engineer, so he is the top of the geek food chain. He was all about the toy, the flying it, you know, the software and everything.
So when did you see the potential for fine art?
I said, I know all about cameras. He said, you know, you're a photographer. How do you operate the camera on this? A lot of drones, have cameras attached. The Phantoms on DJI are actually flying camera. We went out together, and we were a team. It was just brilliant how we worked out together. And then after a year, Joe moved away. He and his wife moved to Japan, and I kind of took over the drone. And
you became drone master.
I became the drone master. It's actually a very zen experience. Terrifying sometimes, but very zen, really.
Danelle, why did you want to do this exhibition?
I think that Ron's photography is really more akin to a painting or a drawing, other types of fine arts, than what you would typically perhaps see on someone's cell phone, where it's like, here's the landscape, here's Illinois, or even here's a drone. It really rises above what...
Literally?
Most people, yes, exactly, and rises above what most people think of with the landscape. It really is, I think, a fine show and has a sense of poignancy when you think about perhaps in 10 years, will these landscapes exist? Will this be here anymore?
I kind of really hit the wall with my regular photography that I've been doing for years. I lost my inspiration. I felt like I'd done it all. I was bored.
And so this refired that.
Oh, did it ever. I just kind of stopped making new work for about 5 years ago. And then 2 years ago, Joe showed up with his drone, and that was all it took. Once I saw what that camera could do, I get chills right now. My hair on my arms are just standing up.
Well, Danelle, tell me, how is drone photography coming up in the fine art world? Are we seeing a trend now?
I think with all art forms, any kind of technology is going to be adapted and used. I think what's really interesting about this show is you've got a very old subject matter and a very familiar subject matter for those who live in central Illinois, and this really does elevate it, give you a perspective that Ron is able to share through his vision as a photographer. So for him, the drone is basically a tripod in the sky.
Many times people don't realize that it is an aerial shot. They'll say, how did you get that picture? Or they'll say, were you flying, as in a plane? It's a revelation to them. Just because the drone goes a mile high doesn't mean you have to take pictures from a mile high. And that's what it seems like a lot of people do with the technology toy. They take it to the limit, and then they look straight down, and it's really not that interesting. You just need some altitude or some elevation, and a whole new world opens up.
Well, we are standing right next to a photo of rural McLean County, and it's a beautiful field, and there's some trees. How do you get crispness? You're dealing with something that's moving, though I would imagine it's hovering for a time. How do you get a crisp quality photo with a drone?
The DJI drones are... Even in a brisk, high wind, they won't move. They are amazing technology. But basically, it's the same with any camera. I go out on certain times of the day because the sunlight is better. The ones you're referring to here, this is morning. Others are afternoon or evening. You try to shoot the prairie, especially when it's summer and it's green, in the middle of the day, it's just flat. You can't get any definition. Everything is just flat green because the sun is so strong. Some shadows.
Well, this one, which has the light coming from the side, I can tell by the shadows of the trees that this is either morning or afternoon. There's a wonderful softness to the color, and to me, it actually almost looks like an autochrome with that color.
Yeah, it does. It very much does look like that. And that is it was something I learned when I first started shooting like this area in the morning. I thought maybe there was something wrong with my camera or my settings. And so after editing, I was trying to erase it or adjust it. And then it dawned on me that this is actually okay. I had to kind of learn how to work with what was there and not try to force it in a different direction.
So your artist eye had to sort of readjust itself with this new type of photography for you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah. There was a learning curve. I worked at this for 2 years before I got this. I've showed a little bit, but really nobody has really seen my work.
What about post-production? Tell me about your editing. How much goes on?
Very little. There's a handful of things I do, which is I'll adjust the saturation, maybe sharpen it a little bit. There's a handful of different editing tools I use. Some of them are actually on my phone. I edit these pictures, a lot of them, on my actual phone, iPhone, and I use some apps. Like there's an Adobe app I use. With the drone, I use Phantom models. You can't zoom in like you do on a camera.
You mean with a lens?
Right. Like I like this panorama, but if I zoom in, suddenly I'm closer to the ground and that image I want is gone. So you take very large pictures and then I have to go in and decide what I want in the picture. I don't frame my image in the camera lens. I take a bigger picture because then sometimes I can get three different, totally different pictures, images, out of one shot.
How economic. I think that's brilliant.
It's fun. It's a lot more creative to do that and to see things you didn't see. Because I'm looking through an iPad, and I'm up high, and the sunlight's reflecting in the screen, so I probably couldn't really frame an image, like a little creek or a bridge, if I wanted to.
Let's go take a look at some of the photos down here. And here's a couple of photos that I find very striking. Danelle, there's a lot of sort of geometric action going on in these two photos at the end of the gallery.
And I had a really interesting conversation with a Heartland student last week, an interesting perspective from the student that said, I never thought this is what it could look like. So it's really sparking the imagination of somebody who's grown up here, lives around here, knows about fields, knows about tilling, but had never considered what that may look like. Unlike Ron, who thinks about things as an artist and how that may look, and can capture and edit that kind of an image. For the viewer, a real surprise with these two pieces.
Looking at this one, it reminds me of the Nazca lines.
Very much so, and kind of a sweep of lines going this way, which was just by chance. This is where I broke my rule about not going straight up, shooting straight down.
Yes.
And this one I did because the soil is dried out from the spring wind, there's the chemicals on it, but then the green, and it is abstract art.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting
abstract.
Because we have beautiful landscapes going on here, and then suddenly, pow, these two abstract images mm-hmm. in here as well. Is this something you want to explore some more?
Yes, yes, and I will.
You seem to really like landmarks in your photos as well. I mean, for example, we have the David Davis Mansion here photographed on, looks like an autumn day or
yes,
a winter's day when
autumn.
The sun was setting.
Exactly. That is probably 6-7 o'clock in October. Look at that light. The light, it washes away the color. Everything has a yellow tint to it because, you know, the fall sunlight is very bright. And the texture, there's so much texture in that. That's what I like, too, about the Illinois, shooting the prairie and the landscape. I'm really big into texture. And you get an endless amount of texture in Illinois.
That's Ron Frazier and Danelle Dvorak. Illinois with Altitude runs through February 15th at the Joe McCauley Gallery. Frazier has dedicated his exhibition to Joseph Wayne Norton, who started Frazier on his sky-high journey of creating. Coming up this spring, Frazier will be passing on his know-how at Heartland in a community education class in drone photography. I'm Laura Kennedy.